This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So a sage comes over to the Rashba, and he says to the Rashba, "You Jews have enjoyed your last temple. After all, the prophet Chagai in Perek Beis Pasuk Ches says, 'Gadol yeh kavod habayis hazeh ha'achrayin min harishayin,' that the glory of this last temple," referring to the second temple, "will be greater than the first." But it refers to the second temple as the last temple. "So here you have it," the sage said. "You Jews will never enjoy another temple. The second was the last." And the Rashba responded, "No, that in Hebrew," and this is a quote in the Tshuvas HaRashba, "in Hebrew, the word acharon does not necessarily mean the very last. It means last relative to the first." And the Rashba invoked the following proof. In Bereishis, in Parshas Vayishlach, the pasuk says, "Vayosem es hashvachos ve'es yaldehen rishayna ve'es leya viladeha acharonim," that Yaakov Avinu placed the maidservants and their children first, and Leah and her children last. So says the Rashba, why does the Torah say Leah and her children last? They were not last, because we know after Leah and her children came Yosef and Rachel. So we learn from here, says the Rashba, that acharoinim does not mean very last. It means after the first. Likewise, the second temple was certainly not the last. It just came after the first. The Sefer Talalei Oirois quotes the Tosfos Yom Tov, a Masechta Demai, that the Tosfos Yom Tov says that I have been privileged to invoke and to cite a second proof to this concept of the Rashba. And based on these two proofs, al shnehem yakum davar, that the word acharoin does not mean last, it means after the first. Because Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha three signs. The first sign was, take the stick, throw it down, and it turned into a snake. Then he says, stick your hand in your shirt, it will turn white. Says Hashem, v'hayam lo yaminu lach, v'leishon lo kala oisa rishon, if they don't listen to the snake trick, v'aminu gat lo kala oisa achron, they'll listen to the last trick, namely the hand trick. But that wasn't the last trick, because God gave him a third trick. The third trick was turning the water into blood. So we see again from this week's parasha, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, v'hayayim lo ya'aminu lach v'lo yishmu l'kol ha'ois ha'rishayin v'ha'aminu l'kol ha'ois ha'achroin. We see from there that the word achroin does not mean the last. In Hebrew, the word achroin could be used and employed when it refers to something that comes after the first, and so too the second temple is just after the first temple, but is certainly not the very last temple. The very last temple is coming any day now. We should be zeicha to have it. B'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.